This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo!
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back with Fixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She got the long three ball. Good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter.
Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosick. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Yulescamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Yulescamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And we'd like to welcome all of you to the big game tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR, TAM 105.5 FM. From here at New Bremen, the Jackson Center boys take on the New Bremen Cardinals. And right now we are in the waning 10 seconds of a very tightly played junior varsity tilt. Last few minutes have been extended. We're down to 3.9 left in the fourth. And New Bremen leads Jackson Center by a score of 38-35. And we have just had a timeout. So we are a good 17, 18 minutes away from the tip of our varsity tilt tonight between Jackson Center, 7-2 on a seven-game win streak, and New Bremen with a mark of 4-2 on the year. Jackson Center fresh off a resounding triumph on December 29th at Anna, 69-62 in the Shelby County League to vault its overall mark to 7 wins in 9 games. Tigers, you may recall, lost the first 2 weeks of the year, November 27th and December 4th, to Botkins and Fort Laramie. Since then, 7 in a row by Jackson Center, which is now 4-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League. By way of record, New Bremen is 4-2, having gotten a late start following the run to the state championship in Division 7 high school football. And what a thrill it was. The New Bremen Cardinals won the state championship in D7. And we'll talk with Athletic Director Chad Wells
in just several minutes about that state championship triumph by head coach Chris Schmidt and his Cardinals. Fantastic season it was, with a big playoff victory over New Bremen, or I should say over Marion Local, on the Flyers' home field by a score of 24-17. Well, Jackson Center has just missed his shot from in close, down by three at the buzzer. Had it gone, New Bremen still would have won by one. 38-35, New Bremen wins it by three over Jackson Center in our JV tilt here tonight. New Bremen, as I mentioned, 4-2. The varsity club has defeated Fort Loramie 36-35 in overtime, thanks to two clutch baskets by superb wing player Reese Bussey. Bussey made a shot late in overtime, then hit a buzzer beater at the end of OT, and New Bremen won that tilt 36-35. New Bremen has wins over Salina 38-27, Riverside 74-41, Mississinewa Valley 48-35, a tough luck loss to St. Henry 45-42. New Bremen blew a late lead in that game and suffered a defeat at the hands of a solid Minster club by a score of 51-36. So by way of record, New Bremen 4-2 on the year. Of course, Scott Elkert, 20-year mentor at the helm of the Jackson Center basketball program, two stints totaling 20 seasons. Corey Stevens, third-year head coach of New Bremen, a 2008 grad of Bath High School, a 2012 grad at Bluffton University. And while at Bluffton, Corey was a member of the baseball team. After college, he started teaching fifth grade at Lima Perry. Also coached football, basketball, and baseball over the last several seasons. Coaching experience, 5 years high school football, three at Perry, two at New Bremen. 8 years of basketball, two at Perry. Six total at New Bremen, including several years as an assistant. And 7 years of baseball, four at Perry and three at New Bremen. We say hello to Corey Stevens and the New Bremen Cardinals hosting the Jackson Center Tigers here tonight. Jackson Center has reeled off five wins in a row over New Bremen. The triumph last year for the Tigers, 39-25, 52-36 a couple years ago in the 17-18 season. Jackson Center beat New Bremen 43-30. In 16-17 overtime, Jackson Center won it 40-38. Tigers were victorious over New Bremen in 15-16 by a score of 61-39. You've got to go all the way back to the 14-15 season for New Bremen's last victory over Jackson Center. It was in January of 2015. The Cardinals won it by a score of 54-46. From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. Well, the winning combination for Jackson Center tonight could be fast-paced. A big building block in the middle is 6'5 Aiden Reichert. Jackson Center wants to feed him in the post. That's part of the winning combination. The other part is get additional components involved, including Trevor Sosby, Carson Regula, Camden Reese, and Jace Mullenauer. For New Bremen, the winning combination is slow the pace down a little bit. Use brothers David and Dan Holman to try and neutralize Aiden Reichert on the inside and free up Reese Bussey for key jump shots. He is a fine shooter, leading New Bremen in scoring. Speaking of fine building components, they come from the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. You can visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi. Stop in and see firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency at the Francis Schulze Company. From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Well known for providing the very best building materials for area lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, easy for me to say, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. So many thanks to our great anchor sponsors, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again, Clancy's Restaurant on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. We could not have gotten started without help from LaCalle Equipment. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy and Tip City, home of the big boy, and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, osgoodbank.com. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News with the award-winning sports page and our broadcast partner, WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. We noted for you a few minutes ago, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi, also in Rushi, Superior Aluminum plus the Jewelry Barn. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. And we salute a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Osgood Bank. Hey, if you're looking to buy, build, or refinance a home, Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, call on Osgood. The experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. And thank you, Steve and Ted's and Anna, new here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Steve and Ted's services, repairs, sells, and installs residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. In addition, we offer complete plumbing and electrical services. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002 and have built an excellent reputation for providing quality products and services at affordable prices. Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 in Anna. And we'd also like to remind you about another new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Thanks to Darren Yinks at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Receive a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers. 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets compared to the big box stores. The sale ends January 24th. Zero interest on purchases up to 18 months. Financing available. Jackson Center Pro Hardware. A little bit of a contrast in styles tonight. Jackson Center has gotten into the mode of pushing the ball, breaking down the floor in transition when possible. New Bremen wants to keep this game under 50. Jackson Center would like to push it to 50 or 60. Jackson Center 7-2, New Bremen 4-2. Hopefully in just a moment, we'll talk with New Bremen Director of Athletics, Chad Wells. When we return, I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick. Pitch hitting for Chuck McBee tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, welcome back here to New Bremen. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Witt, pinch hitting for Chuck McPhee. And we're about 7 minutes away from high school basketball boys action. 7-2, Jackson Center. 4-2, New Bremen. I'm joined with Chad Wells, a second year as director of athletics at New Bremen, 6 years at Fort Loramie previously. Chad, what a great high school sports year for New Bremen. State championship in football. What a fabulous campaign. When did you think the Cardinals had something special during the course of the season? Big win, or I should say a close contest with Marion Local for one.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The week before that, we were fortunate enough to beat Fort Loramie,
yep.
Which is a very quality program. The Marion Local win was huge for our program. It's huge for anybody. Look at their resume over the last 15, 20 years. There isn't really anyone in the state who can compare. LCC was a very quality team.
Yep.
Immensely talented, and we were very fortunate to find a way to come away with a victory there. And then in the state finals, our kids really showed what our area football is all about.
Midwest Athletic Conference schedule, you can't beat it. Get you ready for the postseason.
Absolutely. Just the quality of play around here, the quality of kids, the quality of families, communities, is just second to none. And really a big thank you to all the communities and conference members that were so encouraging and supportive. When we were at state, we received so many nice emails, signs, all sorts of stuff, social media stuff. So, just a really, really neat experience for our coaches and kids.
And Coach Schmidt's team went to Marion Local in the season and played the Flyers tough on the road at Marion Local. I said to myself, New Bremen could challenge for this regional championship, and then lo and behold, got a second shot at Marion Local in the tournament, but at the Flyers Stadium a second time.
Yeah, absolutely. You could tell with the kids, they were really disappointed, and so were the coaches. And they kind of felt like we let one get away there. But credit to Tim and his staff and their kids over there. They do a phenomenal job. And welcome to Midwest Athletic Conference football.
This is a solid, solid community, but winning a state championship in football, a program that, 6-7 years ago, was maybe considering, discontinuing the sport? It's a great community. A state championship galvanizes it even further.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. What our volleyball program has been able to accomplish here recently,
yep.
A phenomenal feat. Our senior class has been to the state championship game 4 years in a row. With that, you can't ask for much more, other than 4 gold trophies instead of just 2. I know that Coach Kramer would want that. But, no, she does a phenomenal job with the program. I'm so blessed to have so many quality coaches in our athletic department right now.
Yes.
Not only are they quality coaches, they're even better people. And that ultimately in a educational-based athletic program like we have at the OHSAA, you know, is so phenomenal to have great people in those positions, because our kids ultimately are better people by just being in their program.
Sure, Chad, so well said. And thanks for joining us here before tonight's tip between Jackson Center and New Bremen. Thanks for taking time out of your many pre-game duties.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Chad Wells, Director of Athletics at New Bremen, commenting on the array of sports here at New Bremen and how successful they are. We're about 2 minutes away from the opening tip tonight between the Jackson Center boys and New Bremen. So many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to our array of underwriting sponsors, including Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Don't forget, it's Saturday. That means pork chops, the marinated pork chop special. They are mouthwatering. They are delicious. Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Tell Carl Arnes you heard about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Gratitude as well to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. That's the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, a fine underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Pinnacle, phone 937-419-1491, 419-1491. We are pleased to promote Pinnacle, physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. Pinnacle Sports Therapy helps you move forward. We've got the starting lineups, opening tip in just a moment. Jackson Center and New Bremen, the varsity tilt just around the corner. And New Bremen held on to beat the Tigers in the JV game by just 2 points. New Bremen won it with three. New Bremen won the junior varsity game 38-35, and Jackson Center aiming to take the varsity contest, although it's a potent New Bremen team that has a nice victory along the way so far this year right here in the New Bremen gym against Fort Loramie in overtime. We are back in 1 minute here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employee manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ shelbycovso or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Here is your starting lineup for the Jackson Center Tigers tonight. Carson Regula at guard, a 5'11 junior. He's averaging 9 points per game. He's joined by Jace Mullenauer, a 5'10 sophomore, 7 points per outing. Trevor Sosby at a wing, a 5'11 senior, 6 a game. Camden Reese at forward, 6'3 sophomore, 7.5 per contest. And Aiden Reichert, 6'5 senior in the middle, 20 points a game. It will be very interesting to see how New Bremen defends him here tonight. Aiden is so good. He can go inside and out. He can shoot the three. He can make the power move with his back to the basket. Superb offensive and defensive rebounder. Excellent foul shooter. He would start on a GWAC conference team in the post for sure. He is that strong of a big man, and New Bremen's got its hands full tonight with Aiden Reichert. But keep in mind that this New Bremen club is blessed with some physical players. They will start, I think, 4 football athletes on the hardwood here tonight. Daniel Holman and David Holman, 6'3", 6'1", respectively, 6 points and 10 points. The top two rebounders on the club, Dan, a senior, Dave, a sophomore. Reese Bussey, 6'4", 13 points a game, junior, plays at a wing. He's 9 for 25 on threes this year. Trevor Bergman at a guard, 8 points a game, 6 foot junior. Mitchell Hayes, the football quarterback, a 5'11 senior. He is the top assist maker on this team. Again, a big congratulations to Chris Schmidt in his 6th year, head coach of the New Bremen Cardinals, who won the state championship in D7 football. What a terrific campaign. Had the chance to talk with him at length the week of the Fort Laramie game. And he really had his act together this year, and his players responded. Senior leadership was super, and the New Bremen Cardinals on offense and defense made the big plays at the crucial times to pull out key games, and wound up being by far and away when the season was over the best team in the state, no question about it, in D7 football. Jackson Center attired in the road gray, orange numbers outlined in black, won the opening tip to start. New Bremen on defense in white, gold numerals trimmed in the Cardinal New Bremen red. Tigers working around to our left. Here's a pass to the post, stolen on the play by New Bremen. Good theft coming out of there with it was Mitchell Hayes. He drove down the floor, kicked away by Jackson Center, then eventually touched last by New Bremen, and it goes out of bounds. We played 35 seconds, no score. Here's David Holman in backcourt for New Bremen, putting the clamps on Trevor Sosby. Boy, he glides down the lane, got away with a travel, missed it. Stick back is good by Aiden Reichert. We talked about Aiden just a moment ago. Fine rebounder. Boy, he sucks up everything off the glass and puts it back in. 2-0 Jackson Center. Here's a drive through the paint area by Reese Bussey. Good, right in front. Reese Bussey, 7-footer. Split 2 Jackson Center defenders and dropped it home. He's a good slasher, can also pull up and shoot the J. 6:48 to go in the first. We're tied up at 2. One common opponent between these two clubs. The Fort Laramie Redskins don't put a lot of stock in it. New Bremen beat Fort Laramie in overtime. Jackson Center and its youth, while gaining experience, lost to Fort Laramie in game 2. So if you compare that common opponent, you would say, New Bremen victorious tonight. That's not how the way it works. So don't put a lot of stock in that one common opponent. 6:35 left in the first. Here's a long three from the right flank by David Holman. Overshoots it. Loose ball rebound. Scooped up off the floor on the play. But Daniel Holman feeds Hayes in the corner. Here's a long right corner jump shot. It is good by Bussey. Good assist by Hayes. That's what he does well. That ball ripped the cords, didn't touch the rim. It was a beaut. 5-2, New Bremen leads. Reichert headed the key outside the arc on the right to Mullenauer. Pulls up, 15-foot Jay. Swish! Jay Smullenauer hits for Jackson Center. 5-4 New Bremen. Racing down, David Holman. He and Daniel are brothers. On the arc, Reese Bussey. Picked up tightly by Sosby. That's a good matchup there. On the weave, David Holman in the lane. Bodies up. Good wall-off defense by Camden Reese. No shot. Back on the arc to Trevor Bergman. 8 points a game for Trevor, 5'10 junior. Feeds baseline right to David Holman. He's out of bounds nearly. Blocking foul, Jackson Center. Tiger player had nudged the New Bremen driver off the court. Common personal. 5:33 to go, first quarter. 5-4 New Bremen. Well played, first couple minutes. Ball lobbed in out high to Daniel Holman. He was outside the arc on the left to Hayes. Hayes spins in the lane, makes a blind bounce pass for a cutting teammate, or at least he thought he was cutting, and it goes awry out of bounds. Tigers get it by way of the turnover.
Nobody was there.
We got some token full court pressure here by New Bremen. Jack Kramer, Mike Wick, who's pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. Chuck returns on Tuesday when we travel to Fort Laramie for the New Bremen girls, Fort Laramie girls tilt. So we'll see New Bremen boys and girls twice in a row. 5 minutes left, opening period. Here's a drive through the lane by Carson Regula. Makes a late jump off for Jackson Center. No one home, low on the right. Contended for Camden Reese. Goes out of bounds. Score stuck at 5-4 in favor of New Bremen. 3 minutes gone here in the opening stanza. Ball being walked up by Mitchell Hayes, 5'11 senior. Superb quarterback on the football team. He guided the show all year long. Ball fed right corner. Nick Alley in, 6 foot junior. Ball rotated around the top of the circle to Hayes. And away from the activity, we've got a screen set by New Bremen. It is not stationary. Foul. Turns it over to Jackson Center. Bergman picks it up. 4:46 to go in the first. 5-4. New Bremen leads by 8 points. Sluggish start offensively. Both teams playing superb, stingy defense. Reichert outside the arc on the right. Gives it up to Camden Reese. He puts it on the deck. Goes baseline. Tries to go opposite cross court to Mullenauer. Nice pickoff by Mitchell Hayes. He slides down the floor for New Bremen. Hits Bussey in the lane. Running half hook is good. Reese Bussey, beautiful shot.
He's got all seven of them so far.
Boy, he can slice. So far, he's cut Jackson Center's defense up. Here's Aiden Reichert answering the bell for Jackson Center. He bullies his way down the paint and loops it in off the board with the left hand. 7-6, 1 point lead, New Bremen. Half the first quarter gone. Bergman on the arc, looks for a cutter, can't find him. Now goes to Hayes, who fakes the three. Now to Bergman, picked up by Regula. Good, tight, switching man-to-man defense from Jackson Center. Here's Reese Bussey, 6'4 junior, 30 feet out. Hand off to Bergman. Bergman into the paint area. Hits a teammate low on the right. Picked off by Jackson Center. It's Reichert out front to Mullenauer. Driving, missing, no good. Rebound Reichert. Blocked, but a foul against New Bremen's Nathan Rindler, big 6'5 junior, in off the bench. Jackson Center with a chance at its first lead here. 3:33 to go, opening period. Couple free throws, Aiden Reichert. That's an aspect of these two teams which is different. Jackson Center shooting free throws up around 70%. New Bremen at only 50 on the year. Both teams committing about 11 turnovers or so and forcing about 13. Second free throw here for Reichert. Game tied at 7. He knocked down the first, and he cans number 2. 8-7 Tigers. Here comes Mitchell Hayes over the timeline for New Bremen. Signals out play number 4. Goes right corner to a teammate. On top to Tate Retterman is in now, 5'11 junior guard. Head coach Corey Stevens switching him up. Left side, Nick Alleg on the bounce against Sosby. Baseline left, back to the hoop. It's Rindler at 6'5". Throws on the arc to Alec. Oh, it's swiped. Good steal. Sosby brings it down for Jackson Center. A pull-up 12-footer. Danced off the rim, no good. Reichert, rebound. High off the board. Rim, no. Rebound, New Bremen. 2:53 left here in the first. 8-7 Jackson Center. Mitchell Hayes, forecourt right, spreads the floor. Gives it to Tate Retterman, 25 feet away. It goes on the play to Colton Youth, who's in now, 5'11 junior forward. Here's New Bremen with a bolt down the paint by Bussey. Made the shot, whistle blew before he released it. And it's a common foul on Fark of Jackson Center. He's coming off the bench, finds sixth man. Nolan, a 6'1 soft. Jackson Center defending. New Bremen throwing from below its rim. Down a point, 8-7. Dribble drive through the lane is Hayes. Hayes hands on the basketball. Gives it up to Alec, top of the circle. Right corner, Daniel Holman goes baseline, has it stripped, taken away by the Tigers. Lead out, Reichert to Fark. Pulls up outside the arc on the left to Reichert straight away. Reichert greeted there by Reese Bussey. That's a good matchup. 8-7 Jackson Center, 6 minutes played, opening quarter. Baseline drive by Sosby, and he lost the ball. It flew out of his hands to New Bremen. Here is Hayes straight away for the Cardinals. Jackson Center has uncharacteristically turned it over a little more than often in the opening period. Here's a long three, deep right side of the floor. Mitchell Hayes let it fly, hit the rim, went way up in the air. Rebound came down to the Cardinals. Three-point left-hander straight on to Daniel Holman. Short, no good. Tie up on the board. Arrow will give it to the Tigers. 8-7 in favor of Jackson Center with a minute 33 to go here in the opening quarter. David Holman back on the floor for New Bremen. Sosby brings it down methodically for Jackson Center, which is up a point. Low scoring initial period. Scoring pace favoring New Bremen so far. Here's Fark, here's Sosby, 25 feet away on the left. Picked up by Bergman. Having checked in now for Jackson Center, Jacob Vetter, 6'5 senior. And we've got a loose ball between the circles over guarding against New Bremen. Tigers will throw in far side with a minute 13 to go opening period. 8-7 Jackson Center leads. New Bremen without a point now for close to 3 minutes. Here's Sosby at the center line. Bounce pass down the right side. Good overplay by New Bremen. It's stabbed out of bounds by Tate Retterman. Right into the lap of head coach Corey Stevens of the Cardinals. Mullenauer sets to inbound directly in front of the New Bremen bench. Does so to Reichert, 25 feet away. Reichert with the left-hand dribble. Rotates it around the left side to Sosby, who looks inside for Vetter. Goes to Reichert, spin move foul line, down the lane. It is deflected on the play by Rindler. Loose ball rebound to Sosby on the arc for a triple. Swish! Jackson Center's Trevor Sosby lights it up. Tigers by four. 35 seconds to go in the first. New Bremen, forecourt right, it's Retterman. Ball lobbed into the lane to Daniel Holman. High right, it goes to Reese Bussey. Down inside to David Holman. Little turnaround banker. Got it. Well done by New Bremen. 11-9. Jackson Center. 15 ticks left on the clock. Late in the first. Sosby over the timeline for Jackson Center. Looks at the clock. 8-7-6. Sosby spin move. Foul line. Oh, back cutter is Mullenauer. Catches and scores. Foul on the play. What an assist by Sosby of Jackson Center. And on the finish, it was Jace Mullenauer. That play was executed nicely. 13-9 Tigers, 2.5 to go in the first. Mullenauer at the stripe for the three-point play chance. He eyes the goal, drops it home. Tigers have their biggest lead, 5. New Bremen in a hurry. Hayes in backcourt, midcourt, 60-footer, wide right, no good. First quarter closes out. Jackson Center 14, New Bremen 9 after 1 on scores, broadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Gauthney, you buy furniture with assistance from family. You see, for 76 years, the Gauthney Furniture and Mattress Center at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Our spacious showroom offers high-quality furniture and some of everything. Sofas, sectionals, beds, mattresses, chairs, and recliners. We've got furniture for every single room. Bar stools, kitchen tables, servers, sideboards, even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make Gauthney far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. For nearly eight decades now, the Gauthney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. Visit the Gauthney family at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Shop and buy online at gauthneyfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery to Go Gauthney. Our family's got you covered. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. By the way, call Gauthney Furniture at 492-6730. That's 937-492-6730. Arrange your visit with our furniture and design experts at Gauthney in Sydney. Well, we start the second quarter with a foul on Jackson Center, sending New Bremen's David Holman to the stripe, where he pots the free throw. 14-10, four-point lead, Jackson Center. Second shot by David. 1, 2, 3 dribbles, spins the ball in the palm of his hands, and connects. Jackson Center's lead is 3, 14-11. Token pressure in backcourt by David Holman. Ball entered to Reichert. Handoff goes to Camden Reese. He's at center court. Picked up by Daniel Holman. Down the right side to Reichert. Ball high overhead, straight away Sosby. Thought about gunning the three. Goes inside to Aiden. Spin move. He's bottled up. Banks it. It rimmed three times, came out. Look at the rebound, though, by Reichert. Missed it, but a foul against New Bremen. Hard working on the inside. Mr. Persistent. Aiden Reichert of Jackson Center. Nearly a minute gone. Second quarter, 14-11. Tigers by three. Couple shots at the stripe for Reichert. High-arching free throw, a little too much oomph on it. It hit the back brace.
Game for Cardinals, number 12, Nick Alleg.
Nick Alleg back on the floor for New Bremen for Mitchell Hayes. Second shot here for Reichert. Two bounces. Eyes the rim and zeroes in on that one. Jackson Center's lead is 4, 15-11. A minute gone, second quarter of play. Here is New Bremen working the ball left to right. Around the top of the circle, it's David Holman. Goes to Daniel. Now to Bergman, 25 feet away. A little jab step to the left. Hand off to Bussey. Wants to shoot the three. Can't. Goes right back, baseline left to Bergman. Fadeaway shot, New Bremen. It is David Holman. Swish! Wow. Holman rose up, let it fly. Jackson Center didn't think he was going to shoot it. He did and drained it to cut Jackson Center's lead to 1. Tigers work it furiously on the arc. Low post left to Reichert. He's doubled. They try to rotate it out of trouble. It goes to Camden Reese. Down inside to Carson Regula. Oh, look at that dipsy-doo move on the inside. Fine drop step by Regula. Listed at 5'11". Got good hops in those legs. And he made a dance move on the interior there. Shook himself free. 17-14. Jackson Center by 3. 6 minutes left. Second quarter here at New Bremen. Trevor Bergman down the right side of the lane. Spin move in the lane area. Tie it up. Throws it on the arc to a teammate. And it sails beyond the center line. That's a violation. Good defense, but Jackson Center caused it. 5:52 to go here in quarter number two. 17-14 lead. Jackson Center over New Bremen. Here is Regula. Backcourt to Sosby. Head coach Scott Elkert instructs his Tigers into a format here that brings Aiden Reichert on the arc and posts up Camden Reese. Trevor Sosby decides to launch a three. Airmails one up off the heel. Long rebound yanked down by New Bremen. Three-point lead Jackson Center. Cardinals four-court right. Bergman high left. Lobbing in the middle to the postman, spinning and shooting, David Holman. A three-pointer and a deuce by David Holman, back-to-back possessions. Good game for him, right, Mike?
Yes, so far he's got 9 points on the night.
Of the 16 fired home by New Bremen. One-point lead, Jackson Center. 3 minutes gone, second quarter. Sosby on the arc. Nearly a steal by the diving David Holman. And now Jackson Center does fumble it away. Here come the Cardinals racing down the floor. Bussey's got an opening into the lane. Running one-hander. A little leaner is good. And a foul against Jackson Center. What a play by Reese Bussey. A two-pointer by Bussey. And it's a one-point lead now for the Cardinals. 18-17.
And one for the Cardinals. Number 14, Reese Bussey.
Foul against Jackson Center. And for the Tigers, that is the team's sixth. Four on New Bremen, or I should say just the reverse. Six on New Bremen, four on Jackson Center. And the free throw was missed by New Bremen, knocked out of bounds by Jackson Center. Jackson Center couldn't contain it. New Bremen throws it back in. Here's an overplay on the arc, but Sosby couldn't make the steal. Here's a drive down the lane. Guess what? David Holman again with a scoop shot right in front. Jackson Center overplayed, went for the steal, missed it. And that gave David Holman an avenue to the rim. He took advantage. Hot streak here for the Cardinals, who are up 3, 20-17. Jackson Center had been up 5. Here's Reichert deep in the left corner, nearly walked. Gave it up to Camden Reese, 25 feet away. Cardinals playing stellar defense. Pass to Reese on the arc. Oh, he's not alert. Loose ball picked up by New Bremen. And Jackson Center steals, throws it to a teammate who is in backcourt, and it's a violation. Miscue Tigers. Visiting team a bit discombobulated here at the moment. Home club, New Bremen, in the lead by 3. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Here's Nick Allig on the arc to Bergman for New Bremen. Guarded tightly by Sosby. Here's a weave to David Holman. Holman straight away on the bounce. Flips it to Bergman. Bergman sets and shoots a three-point bomb. It hits the heel. Rebound is to Reichert, who skies for it. He hurries down the floor, throws low on the right to Mullenauer. Spins into the lane with a left hand, too hard. Rebound Reichert, too hard, off the back rim. Rebound down to New Bremen. Cardinals up 3. 3.5 to go in the second. The trailer, Bussey got away with a walk, tries to split a couple defenders. Contact, but a foul. Head coach Scott Elkert's got a good gripe. But it's ruled a common personal on Jackson Center. 3:26 to go in the second. New Bremen 20, Jackson Center 17. It's been an 11-3 second quarter in favor of the Cardinals, who are playing very well right now. Jackson Center working on a 7-game win streak. Outside the arc on the right, it's Nick Allig. Tries to drop a down baseline right, mid-post to Nathan Riddler, and it's jammed out of bounds by Jackson Center. Sosby out, Fark back in for the Tigers. Ball lobbed in, head of the key, Daniel Holman goes below the foul line, weaves it to Bussey. Deep right corner, handled by Allig, who darts through the lane. Running left-hander, scoops it high off the backboard. No. Rebound Regula, 2-on-1. Feeds Mullenauer, driving layup short. Stick back, no good by Reichert. Again by Aiden. Missed it, but he's fouled. Love the way Aiden Reichert trails every single fast break down the floor. He may not be the lead man, but I tell you what, if the shot is missed in traffic, Aiden is there for the stick back. 3 minutes left, second quarter. Good Saturday night tilt between the Holidays here on Scores Broadcast. 3-point lead Cardinals on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Our unique experience creating it, I was bothered by the public address. Our unique experience creating neighborhoods is one of a kind. Wygant Real Estate Development in Minster is the region's only real estate building and development company. For over 40 years now, Wygant has been your neighbor. You see, we assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying and selling homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 42-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods. Custom build your new home at Stonegate. No substitute for experience. We continue to provide exceptional quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot at Stonegate in Minster today. Call Todd Wygant at 937-538-0156. Experience another great Wygant neighborhood. Wygant, WygantDevelopment.com, WEIGANDT. Well, Riker cashed in on two free throws to pull Jackson Center within one. Now New Bremen has been pretty cagey with the basketball, quite selective on shots as they work it around from one corner to the top of the circle to the other side of the floor. But now a sloppy pass results in a steal by Jackson Center. Taken away nicely by Fark. Jackson Center shooting for the lead. Here's a pass whipped down inside for Mullenauer. Off his fingertips, it goes out of bounds. Jackson Center, Mike, with how many turnovers?
They've had seven. And the Bremen's had six. It's just kind of been a sloppy play both sides.
That's a little high for both clubs, especially for Jackson Center, which only commits about 10 per game on the year. Minute 53 to go. First half, long three-pointer. Bussey for New Bremen missed everything. Weak side board to the Tigers, who trail by one. Shooting for the lead, Mullenauer below the foul line. Hits the jumper. 21-20 Tigers. Minute 38 left, first half. Here is New Bremen dumping it off in the right corner. It's Nick Halleck. Swings it on top to Trevor Bergman. Into the post, it goes to Alec. Here's a long left-handed three-pointer by Daniel Holman. No good. Glanced off the iron. Recovery by Jackson Center, which is up one, 21-20. Here is Reichert in the left corner to Camden Reese. He rotates on top. Picked up by big 6'5 Nathan Rindler, top of the circle. Handoff on the play to Regula. Regula seizes an opening, bolts through traffic. Bodies fly. Offensive foul. Carson Regula. Wow. Trevor Bergman took a hit. And he got smacked right below the waist, and he leaves the floor.
He's hurting.
105 left, second period, 21-20. Jackson Center by one. And the Cardinals will bring it down. How many points for the leading score on the year, Bussey, for New Bremen?
He's got nine so far, most of those being in the first quarter.
Good game by David Holman of New Bremen. He and Bussey have been doing the damage. 53 seconds left in the second. New Bremen attacking to our right. Alec hands it off to Bussey, 25 feet away. Near side pass goes to Daniel Holman. Down to the baseline to Alec. Deflected pass by Reichert. Steele run out the other way. And a slam jam. He flushed it. Aiden Reichert made the interception. And he dashed the 60 feet from his side of the floor to the other end. And here's a missed shot in the lane by Daniel Holman. Rebound Jackson Center. Run out by Mullenauer for two. Boy, you talk about hasty buckets in succession. And Jackson Center surges on top of five. Aiden Reichert with a 60-foot blitz down the floor and a dunk. And then a deflection by Jackson Center and a Reichert bullet-like pass down the court to Mullenauer on the finish. A second left in the first half, and New Bremen in the paint is bottled up and can't get this shot away.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
First half ends. Nice flurry by Jackson Center. Tigers had trailed 20-17. They score the last eight over the final 2.5 minutes to lead at the intermission break by a count of 25-20. Jackson Center 25 and New Bremen 20 here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Welcome back to the sounds of the New Bremen High School gym, the scene of basketball tonight. Boys action. Jackson Center up to five over New Bremen, 25-20. Jackson Center 7-2 on the year. New Bremen 4-2. It's been 6 years since New Bremen last beat Jackson Center in boys basketball. It's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, American Architectural Glass. Mike, let's take a look at the numbers.
We'll take a look for New Bremen. New Bremen only has two players in scoring position so far, that being Reese Bussey. He has 9, and then David Homan has a total of 11. And they've taken one timeout so far, so they have 4 left. But over on the Jackson Center side, a little bit different story. They have 4 players that have scored. Carson Regular with 2, Jace Mullenauer with 9, Aiden Reichert has 11, has the highest score so far, and Trevor Sosby sunk a 3-pointer back in the first quarter for a total of 3. And the leads have been back and forth, but the last time that Jackson Center took the ball at 1:37 left in the second quarter, they went up and have not looked back so far.
Yeah, Jackson Center once trailed late in the second by a score of 20-17, then rattled off 8 points to close out that second period. As Mike noted, just two scores in the book so far for the New Bremen Cardinals. The two scorers for New Bremen so far, as we mentioned, David Holman with a good night, Reese Bussey with a fine evening as well. Aiden Reitner doing the bulk of the damage for the Jackson Center Tigers. That's our halftime report here on Scores Broadcast, brought to you by AAG Inc. Jackson Center 25, New Bremen 20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Mike Wick substituting for Chuck McBeat tonight. Chuck returns on Tuesday when we cover the Fort Loramie New Bremen girls game. We'll also have Fort Loramie and Rushi on Thursday. Next Friday night from Botkins, these Jackson Center boys take on the Botkins Trojans. That is a huge game in the Shelby County Athletic League. A big shout out tonight from Matt Springer here in the stands at New Bremen. Matt on the Jackson Center side, of course, the big shout out to Dave Meyer in Woodstock, Georgia. Hello, Dave. A big H-E-double-L-O for Matt Springer here in the stands at the New Bremen Jackson Center High School basketball game. Thanks, Dave, for joining in. Spread the word. You can hear scoresbroadcast.com on the internet all over the world, not just in Woodstock, Georgia. And we are on WMVR, TAM, 105.5 TAM FM here in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Time now for our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores and has done so since our start 14 years ago. Actually, this month is calendar year 15 for scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' basketball games, we highlight a couple of cheerleaders, outstanding student athletes for Jackson Center. It's Gabrielle Woolley, a junior, 4.0 GPA, daughter of Gregory and Jennifer, active in FCA, junior class vice president, student council, left fielder on the softball team, plays volleyball, has a twin by the name of Grace, and a seventh grade brother named Christian Woolley. Possibly Bowling Green is in Gabrielle's future, as she'd like to study art or perhaps computer design. Megan Krieg, K-R-I-E-G, senior cheerleader, New Bremen, 3.8 GPA, daughter of Seb and Susan Krieg, participates in all-star cheer. How about this? The shot and the discus on the track squad and volunteers for the church youth group. Possibly Bowling Green, or get this, Florida Keys Community College. I think I might go to the latter, especially this time of year. She'd like to pursue business management. Gabrielle Woolley, junior cheerleader, Jackson Center. Megan Krieg, senior cheerleader, New Bremen. Recognized here tonight thanks to Jackson Center's LaCal Equipment.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
We are at New Bremen. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com and WMBR tonight. 25-20, Jackson Center by 5 over New Bremen. We kick off play here in the third quarter, and an immediate turnover by the Tigers. New Bremen attacks to our left. Here's a baseline drive by Mitchell Hayes. Feeds it on the arc to teammate Trevor Bergman. Step back three in the air. Ooh, it's swirled in and out. Look at that skyscraper rebound by Aiden Reichert. Long lead out down the floor. Cross-court pass for Sosby through his legs. New Bremen's got it. 25-20 Tigers. Bergman, high right. Gives it up on the play to David Holman. Back to Trevor. Down low on the right to Daniel Holman. Oh, good post-up move. Drop step. Good on the shot by Daniel Holman. 25-22. Tigers by 3.
That was his first two of the night.
First two by?
By Daniel Holman.
And the first two by anybody other than Bussey and David Holman. Here's a long three-pointer, but Jackson Center's Aiden Reichert right through the cylinder. Well, we talked about it in the pregame. Aiden can go anywhere on the floor and knock points down. 6.5 left in the third. 6-point lead, Jackson Center. Here's a lob by New Bremen, left corner. It is thrown from David Holman to Daniel. Punched away by Jackson Center. Quickly down the floor. Layup. Mullenauer low on the left. You talk about a hasty transition goal. Nicely done. And Jackson Center's got its biggest spread, 8. 30-22, 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Mitchell Hayes, midcourt for New Bremen. Right side pass, David Holman, straight away. Reichert greets him. David on the bounce. Goes below the foul line. You can tell David Holman is a point of emphasis for the Jackson Center defense. Starting out play, third quarter. On top, Trevor Bergman, back to the hoop. Picks up his dribble against Sosby. Goes right side to David Holman. Camden Reese on him. David below the rim on the arc to Bussey, the three-point shooter, and he drains it. Arching in a long one, Reese Bussey for New Bremen. And the Jackson Center lead is 5, 30-25. Had been 8 the biggest. Aiden Reichert straight away for the Tigers. Baseline right, Camden Reese. Posting up in the paint, Mullenauer. Fadeaway 10-footer. Bingo! Jace Mullenauer coming on like gangbusters. Inexperienced player in terms of varsity time at the beginning of the season. But he's logging a lot of minutes, and he is developing. Here's a running one-hander by Trevor Bergman. He gets it in off the window. Nice shot by Bergman of New Bremen. 32-27, Tigers by 5. 4:55 to go, third quarter. Top of the circle, Regula. Left side pass to Sosby for Jackson Center. Into the lane, it goes to Regula posting up. Dishes to Reese coming in from the right flank. His shot blocked off the board. Taken away by New Bremen. Down the floor comes David Holman. They look inside for Daniel. Can't find him. Straight away, Bussey. Camden Reese has that assignment. Sloppy pass, New Bremen, out of bounds. Ball caught by Cardinals head coach Corey Stevens.
He's been on the play a couple times tonight.
Yep, sure has. Fine athlete in his day. 4:30 left to go, third quarter. 5-point lead in favor of Jackson Center. Camden Reese on the arc. Bullies his way down the right side of the lane. Good deflection by Daniel Holman out of bounds. 32-27, Jackson Center in the lead. 4:16 left, third quarter. Carson Regula will inbound far side of the court. airmails it into backcourt for Aiden Reichert. Aiden's got it, 70 feet from the basket, up and over the timeline. The can then reached Aiden Reichert. He draws Bussey away from the goal. Now Reichert gives it up, cuts to the rim. Ball lobbed to Aiden, mid-post, back to the basket. Bottle the two players on the arc. It goes to Sosby, jumping, shooting, three-pointer, no good. Strong rebound, Camden Reese. He's hacked on the play, and he'll get two. 3:54 to go in the third. Five-point lead, Jackson Center. Camden Reese hopes to add to it right here.
And Mitchell Hayes just picked up his third.
Tell you, this Jackson Center offense becoming more well-rounded all the time. Various players swap positions with Aiden Reichert. Reichert will pop out high, and other young men will go down inside and post up in the paint. We've seen Regula do it quite well tonight. Camden Reese excels at it. Mullenauer, a couple possessions ago, sneaked down inside, got a quick hitter and scored. First free throw, Camden Reese, good. Second shot bangs off the heel. Long rebound to Trevor Bergman of New Bremen. 3:48 to go, third quarter. Six-point lead, Jackson Center. High left, Bussey, open. He launches a three. Oh, it hit the top of the backboard. Glanced off the clock up there. Came down and swished. The official spotted what happened and waved it off.
Good call.
3:39 left in the third. Six-point lead, Jackson Center. Misfire by Bussey gives Jackson Center an opportunity to go up by 8 or 9. Here is Nolan Fark, 25 feet away on the right, picked up by Bergman. Bounce pass into the post to Camden Reese. Overplay from behind by Daniel Holman. Second foul on New Bremen in this half. Jackson Center, none yet.
Checking in for New Bremen, number 40, Nathan Rindler.
Nathan Rindler, 6'5", post player, junior, on the floor for Daniel Holman for the Cardinals. Baseline right of the rim. Sosby enters to Reichert, 25 feet away for the Tigers. David Holman gets that assignment. Reichert puts it on the deck. Tigers clear out for him. Oh, look at that bolt to the basket. Aiden Reichert drove down the right side of the lane, and his right hand releasing the ball was just outside the window above the rim. Beautifully done by Aiden. He's got a quick first step. He bursted to the basket that trip down. New Bremen counters. Wow, David Holman rifles in a triple. Good counter for New Bremen, which had fallen down by 8 at 35-27. It's now 35-30, 2:46 to go, third quarter. Jackson Center pass, far side of the floor, deflected out of bounds by the Cardinals. 35-30, Jackson Center on top at the three-minute mark of the third. Tigers had their biggest lead of the night, 8. Jackson Center adept at clearing the floor for Aiden Reichert. Boy, he can drive it from well out on the hardwood. Here's Mullenauer, left corner. They post up Camden Reese. On the arc to Reichert. Now Sosby, opposite side of the court. Good defense on the play by the Holmans. Wow, it's stolen. Nicely done by David. He goes to the hardwood, scraped it off the court, and tossed it to Daniel. One brother to another. Nicely done by the Cardinals have come away with the theft.
And I think he just kind of knew where he was, being a brother kind of thing.
2:08 to go here in the third. Long three, right corner. Rindler hit the rim, skipped off by New Bremen. Had a chance to cut it to two with a make. Jackson Center got the board. Up to the timeline to Camden Reese, and Jackson Center gets a timeout. Minute 53 to go, third quarter, 35-30. Tigers will keep it right here and tell you all about Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works one-on-one individually with you. He develops a truly customized treatment program. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home plan as well. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle in Fort Loramie treats knees, shoulders, ankles. He treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. and Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. Most insurance companies may not require a doctor's referral to visit Pinnacle. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer, a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, he's operated for sales, physical therapy, and sports rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Here's Jackson Center after the timeout. Baseline drive by Jace Mullenauer, no good, deflected. Stick back, Reichert blocked on the play by Daniel Holman. And here comes New Bremen down the floor, zipping into the left corner. Goes David Holman. He falls down. Jackson Center defender slides to the court. Defensive foul. Minute 30 to go in the third. New Bremen down 5, had been 8. Ball lobbed in way out on the floor to Nick Alec. Deep 3, left corner. David Holman circled the rim twice and came out. Rebound Jackson Center, nearly stolen in backcourt. Good hustle play by Nick Alec. Minute 21 left in the third. New Bremen missing a few chances there to whittle away at that deficit. Camden Reese has got it at the timeline with Jackson Center leading by 5. Here's Aiden Reichert outside the arc. Gives it up to Nolan Fark, top of the circle. Now to Camden Reese, high left to Aiden straight away. The 6'5 Reichert is closed off, wanted to turn the corner and drive, couldn't do it. 1 minute to go, third quarter. 35-30 Jackson Center. Good Saturday night high school boys game here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Here's a drive at Carson Regula as he steered his way into the lane, found a little bit of a crease. A 10-foot pull-up J, no, but he smacked on the top of the head, and he's awarded a couple free ones.
Team third.
Don't forget Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, 700 East Park, by way of address. Call Jim Spitzer, 937-419-1491, 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Let us help you move forward. Foul shot regular, good. Jackson Center shooting free throws pretty well tonight. 70% as a club on the year. After 5-6 bounces, Regula eyes the hoop, goes airborne. No, I jinxed him off the heel. Long rebound, though, to Camden Reese. Tigers up 6 with an offensive set after the long board of the missed foul shot. 34 seconds to go, third quarter. Straight away, Camden Reese for the Tigers. Popping out to catch, Regula. 27, 26 to go. Reese now at the Cardinals logo. He's on the feathers, if you want to know specifically. The Cardinal-colored New Bremen logo feathers. Camden gives it up, gets it back. Still at the feathers. 13 to go. Hand off to Reichert out near the timeline. He's way out on the floor with 6 to go. Bobbled it, picked it up with 5 left. That irregular. He wants to arch a step back 3. He's decked. Bailed out by New Bremen with 1.3 remaining. Tough luck, Cardinals. Trevor Bergman, in his anxiety to stop the triple from Carson Regula, walloped him. And Regula's got a trio of free throws here.
And I don't think he was going to make that one.
No, he was falling backward off balance. That was before he was belted on the play by Bergman, who is simply guilty of overguarding. Free throw by Regula is drained right through. 37-30. Boy, these are big. Jackson Center could be up 9 at the end of 3. Regula again. No, too hard.
Quit jinxing them.
I have. The last couple trips, I've talked about Jackson Center's proficient free throw shooting, and they've gone errant. Third shot, Regula arches it. Wide left, he knew it, wasn't going to count anyway because he sprung across the foul lane too soon. He was beyond the foul stripe too quickly. 7-point game, 1 of 3, Regula. Here's New Bremen, long heave from 60 feet. Hit the board near the rim, no good. Jackson Center's biggest cushion was 8. Tigers are up 7 after 3 quarters against New Bremen. Good boys game tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
S-C-O-R-E-S.
And welcome back here to New Bremen. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick filling in for Chuck McPhee. ...37-30, Jackson Center in the lead by 7 over New Bremen. We start play here in the fourth. Here is New Bremen with the ball left flank. On top, it's caught by Nick Allig. Allig goes baseline to Daniel Holman, feeds a post player. Jackson Center kicks it out of bounds. Tigers have done a pretty good job on Reese Bussey since the earlier part of the game. He's a good jump shooter for the Cardinals. He'll be a factor down the stretch. Here's Mitchell Hayes diving into the lane. Feeds left corner Bussey through the paint area. Wild running one-hander. It hit the flange. No good. Went high in the air. Rebound Jackson Center. A player topples down. David Holman was spilled. Foul Jackson Center.
Tigers number four.
37-30 in favor of Jackson Center. 7:34 to play here in the fourth quarter. Baseline right, thrown on the arc to the long three-point shooter. Bussey pulled the string, left it short. Rebound ricochets, head of the key to a Tiger Mullenauer. He dishes to a teammate, Nolan Fark, who is recovering at the end of the floor by putting a shoe back on. And it hit his leg and went out of bounds.
Yeah, I think he was standing out of bounds when that happened.
Tough break for the Tigers. New Bremen tries to capitalize. Oh, good dish on the inside. Reichert falls down, and Bussey's got a five-footer. Up and through. 37-32. Jackson Center's lead is knifed back down to five. 45 seconds played, fourth quarter. Harassing New Bremen defense at the timeline. Here's Trevor Sosby on the arc. Now to Reichert, mid-post. Baseline, doubled, tripled. Throws on the arc to Sosby. Overplay by New Bremen. Sosby weaves into the lane. Bounce pass Mullenauer. Shot blocked by New Bremen. Foul over the back. Jackson Center.
Bowling Tigers number 34, Camden Reese.
Camden Reese picks up number 3. Good defense by New Bremen. You can tell head coach Corey Stevens' club has picked up the intensity. And Jackson Center has had to frantically work the ball on offense here to start the fourth quarter to keep it out of trouble. Diving into the lane, a little out of control, David Holman shot blocked by Reichert. Tips it to a teammate. Here is a player leaking out at Sosby at the other end. He's got it for two. Trevor Sosby darted out in front of everybody, caught the lead pass, and we've got a technical foul assessed against New Bremen. Jackson Center's lead is 7, 39-32, with 6:33 to go here in this fourth quarter. You know, many schools and colleges, plus government agencies and public utilities, and healthcare and high-tech organizations have something in common. A unified security management system created by SecureCom in Minster. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom does it all. Leave it to the experts at SecureCom. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection. Well, a New Bremen player may have said something to an official. Interestingly, Nolan Fark shot the Tech free throws for Jackson Center. He swished them both. Well done by Fark to give Jackson Center its widest margin, 9, 41-32. Jackson Center straight away with the ball, spreading the floor now. Team foul situation, 5 on New Bremen. Outside the lane on the right, Sosby pulls up. Loops a 10-footer to the rim. It skipped off. Skidded to the other side. The board collected by Bergman of New Bremen. Hits Mitchell Hayes 25 feet away. Starts a drive on Fark, who defends too aggressively, and it's a foul.
Tigers number 4.
5:48 to go. Fourth quarter, 41-32 in favor of Jackson Center. Lead is swollen to 9, the biggest of the night.
Jackson Center number 5, Carson Regula.
New Bremen needs a run right here. Jackson Center allowing a little under 40 points a game on the year. Here is the ball lobbed into the left corner to Rindler. Rindler out high left to David Holman. Loops the ball low on the right to Bussey. And then Bussey tries to power one to the rim from 5 feet away. A lot of contact. Aiden Riker got him good, prevented the points, but sends Bussey to the stripe. 41-32, Jackson Center ahead by 9. Bussey with a pair at the free throw stripe for New Bremen. 1-2-3 dribbles, and he collects the free throw to make it 41-33. Bergman out, Alleg in for New Bremen. Second shot by Bussey. Three more dribbles. It looks fine, and it is down through, tickling the twine. Timeout called Cardinals, 5:41 to go. Couple of made charity tosses by Bussey. Jackson Center up 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Yep, here we go. The final 5:41. Jackson Center with possession down to our left. We've got 8 players in backcourt. New Bremen showing some pressure. Ball inbounded by Mullenauer to Sosby. He'll bring it up against Mitchell Hayes. Here comes the double team, the trap. Sosby's cornered. Shoots a pass across to Aiden Reichert. Aiden on the bounce down the left side. Guarded very closely, 25 feet away. Now the Tigers retreat to near the timeline where it's gathered by Camden Reese. Down to 5:14 to go in the third. Baseline Mullenauer, ball tipped away from behind. It goes to the opposite corner where the Tigers trace it down and retain the ball. Drew Bremen aiming to claw it away and get a steal. Here's Riker, 25 feet away. Goes to Regula, baseline left. Nearly walked, drove in. It circled the iron, came off. Rebound Riker, he's on the floor. Tie up. Jackson Center's got it. Arrow favors the visiting club, which is up 7 with 4:55 to go here in the fourth. Baseline right, Sosby to trigger. Looking. Zips it into Camden Reese, top of the key. 41-34, Jackson Center up 7. 4:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Popping out to get it is Sosby. Ball high overhead. High left to Camden Reese. Baseline left, mid post, it's Reichert. Looks at the rim, doesn't shoot. Now goes to Carson Regula. He wants to go baseline, hits a cutter coming in from the opposite corner. Mullenauer catches and scores. Wow, Jackson Center worked long and hard for that easy bucket. Talk about teamwork. Perform to perfection. 4:20 left here in the fourth. Jackson Center matches its biggest margin, 9. Deep right corner, Bussey open for New Bremen. Shy of the mark, barely caught iron. Loose ball rebound, knotted below the rim. New Bremen will keep it. 4:07 left here in the fourth quarter. Bussey's got to start nailing those long outside jumpers in order for New Bremen to make it interesting down the stretch. Jackson Center will try to take care of the ball in the waning minutes. Outstanding baseline drive by New Bremen. It was inbounded to David Holman. He tight-roped the stripe at the end of the floor, got below the rim, raised up and dropped it through. Nobody closed him off. 43-36. 7-point lead, Jackson Center. And here's an overplay, far right side. Steal by David Holman. Look at him go to work. He took it 50 feet and scored. Couple of big goals in a row by David Holman. Mitchell Hayes nearly fouls in backcourt, and now he does. 4 quick points by David Holman. He's had a marvelous game tonight, Mike. How many for David?
For David Holman, so far he's got 17 points.
He has been splendid. 17 of New Bremen's 38 tallied by David Holman. Here's Jackson Center looping it up the floor to Camden Reese. Reese over the timeline. The defender is set. The defender is set. It's ruled a charge. Wow, good play by New Bremen.
Tigers number 34, Camden Reese, is fourth.
Nicely done on the play by the Cardinals. That was number 12 who set up shop. Beautifully done.
For the Cardinals,
Nick Alec. He's been all over the court tonight.
Alec was rock solid. So, 2 baskets in a row by David Holman. Then Alec draws the offensive foul. Not sure if Camden Reese really had the full opportunity to catch it and get turned. The defender was on him pronto. Nonetheless, New Bremen's got the ball down 5 in striking range. 3:16 to go in the fourth. Foul line, David Holman stripped on the play. Sleight of hand maneuver by Regula. Wow. That was a key pickpocket right there by Carson Regula with 3 minutes to go in the fourth. Now to Aiden Reichert on the arc to Regula. He guns a 3. It rimmed. Strong rebound, Reichert. No, but a foul against New Bremen. 2:57 left here in the fourth quarter. 43-38. Jackson Center clings to a 5-point edge.
And interesting enough, Daniel Holman just picked up his 4th foul. So New Bremen actually has 2 folks with 4 fouls apiece.
Reichert swishes the free throw for Jackson Center. And he was smacked on the shoulder in the act of trying to score the rebound. First free throw in there. The lead 6. Second one on target. 45-38. Jackson Center up 7. 2:54 left here in the fourth quarter. Here is New Bremen with the ball. It is Daniel Holman 25 feet away. Wants to go down inside to David. Swung near side to Mitchell Hayes. Good drive by him through the lane area. Tried to hook up a shot he had no chance to make, but he was very clever in attracting a 2-shot foul. New Bremen bailed out on that one. Mitchell Hayes, 2 free throws here for the Cardinals, who are down 7 with 2:39 to go in the fourth. New Bremen, just a 50% free throw shooting team. And that shot by Mitchell Hayes, much too lengthy. 2nd shot here by Hayes. Jackson Center's missed a few, but I bet the Tigers are still approaching 70% on the night. 2nd shot, Hayes. He bangs that one in. 45-39, Jackson Center up 6. 2:39 to go here in the fourth quarter. Ball inbounded to Reichert. He will go one-on-one against Bussey to the timeline. Here comes the trap. Ball lobbed to Regula. Another trap. Hacking foul, New Bremen. Ooh, Cardinal bench thought it had the steal.
Cardinals number 14.
2:29 to go, fourth quarter. 45-39, Jackson Center up 6. Tigers had that good surge at the end of the second quarter when Jackson Center went up 25-20 after trailing 20-17. Jackson Center scored the final eight of the second period. Here is Carson Regula, free throw line, Jackson Center. One and one still. First one's a big one, and he's got it. 46-39. Tigers up 7, 2:29 left in the fourth.
Trevor Bergman
on the floor for New Bremen. Bergman has checked in. Second free throw by Regula. Eyes the goal. He's got it. Couple of big foul shots by Regula. The lead for Jackson Center is 8. Here comes Daniel Holman, head of the key for New Bremen. They spread the floor. Cardinals want to drive, draw fouls, or make threes. Mitchell Hayes thought about it. Outside the arc on the left to Bergman. Swings it to Hayes. Hayes launches. It is way short and off to the left. Easy rebound hauled in by Trevor Sosby of Jackson Center. That was not the shooter New Bremen wanted taking that three. Here's a near steal by New Bremen. Loose ball, scattered floor. Riker's got it down the lane to the rim. Left it short. Oh, a great offensive rebound by Mullenauer. Reach-in foul against New Bremen. Boy, that's not something you'll see in the scorebook. What an offensive rebound by the hustling Jace Mullenauer. Fouled. He's at the stripe. The last of the one-and-one situations here. And then the Tigers are in the double bonus.
And Mitchell Hayes picks up his fifth.
So Mitchell Hayes is done as Mullenauer toes the stripe. Boy, Jackson Center has shot a boatload of free throws here tonight. We've got maybe the seventh and the eighth in the fourth quarter coming up. Jackson Center shot three in the first, four more in the second, and half a dozen in the third. Like to let you know here on scoresbroadcast.com, we've got action online and on the radio on Tuesday night on Scores Broadcast and on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. It's the New Bremen Cardinals girls at Fort Loramie. Pre-game time about 7. Thursday, Rushi at Fort Loramie. Rushi girls tried to claw back today, lost to Minster by a score of 61-55. Minster girls victorious over Rushi. We'll have Rushi Fort Loramie next Thursday. So the Fort Loramie girls, Tuesday and Thursday, here on Scores Broadcast. Jackson Center boys at Botkins. Two clubs atop the Shelby County League, Lock Horns next Friday. Mullenauer missed the shot at the stripe. And then New Bremen hustles down, throws it to Bussey for a 27-footer. No good off the flange. Long rebound taken down, though, by New Bremen. And a good late dish to David Holman for the banker from 7 feet and a foul. Mullenauer missed the one-and-one seconds ago for Jackson Center, opening the door for New Bremen, which has a chance at a three-point play the old-fashioned way with a minute 28 to go in the fourth. Jackson Center's lead cut to 6. David Holman dips the knees. Line drive free throw is poured in. And head coach Corey Stevens of New Bremen gets a timeout. Jackson Center up by only 5. Good ball game going to the wire here on Saturday night on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make their region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, subbing for Chuck McBee back here at New Bremen. Final 90 seconds of this game tonight between Jackson Center and New Bremen. 5-point lead Tigers They'll have the ball inbounds down to our left when play resumes. New Bremen has gotten extremely physical and tenacious here in the final two quarters, trying to pry the ball away from the Tigers and get steals and rally from behind. Jackson Center's got to take care of it down the stretch and make foul shots. Here's Aiden Reichert, 75 feet away with the ball, picked up by Bussey. That's been a duel all night. Here comes the trap. Ball flipped left side to Regula. He's at the Cardinals logo. Down to Nolan Fark. He's trapped here at side court. And New Bremen jumps in to steal it just as head coach Scott Elker gets a timeout. New Bremen bench up in arms saying, hey, we had the ball and we were headed the other way for 2 points. But Jackson Center gets the timeout. In all honesty, the Tiger player might have been fouled during that steal attempt.
Sure looked like it from my spot.
Minute 12 to go here in the fourth. And Jackson Center owns a 5-point lead over New Bremen by a score of 47-42. Again, thanks to our Rushi sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com as we single out the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets Get Connected to Your Benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, or go to facebook.com/Shelby, COVSO. Well, after the timeout, perhaps a makeup, maybe not. Aiden Reichert spinning through traffic at midcourt, extends the arm, offensive foul. New Bremen's got the ball, 65 ticks left, 47-42 Jackson Center. It's getting more interesting with every second. With the ball is New Bremen. Bergman lobs into the lane to Bussey. Awkward turnaround, 10-footer, hooked it wildly, no good. Rebound, Jackson Center, foul, New Bremen on the floor against Bergman. He went diving after the loose ball and jumped on the arm of a Tiger.
I think he was just on the out-of-bounds line when he did that.
Oh, no foul called. Nonetheless, Jackson Center possession. That's what the Tigers want. Inbounded to Reichert. He slips up the right side. Loops to Mullenauer in the right corner. He's bear hugged out high, but Bergman with 43 seconds to go. Well, the last miss by Bussey was a big one. He was extremely well guarded. He went skipping through the lane. Tried to make one of those horse shots, threw it up wildly, missed it. Had that gone in, it would have cut Jackson Center's lead to 3. On the rebound, New Bremen was out of bounds, as Mike noted. Mullenauer at the foul stripe for Jackson Center hits the first of the 2 shots in the double bonus. He throws in the second. 49-42, Jackson Center up 7. Bergman driving down the floor in a hurry. Shot deflected by Reichert. Picked up by Regula. Outlet to Soosby. Driving layup is good. 3-on-2, work to perfection. Jackson Center's biggest lead, 9. 51-42, and a tie-up occurs as Holman is knotted between the circles. That was David Holman wrapped up. Arrow does allow New Bremen to keep it, I think, or is it Jackson Center
ball?
Should
be Jackson Center's ball.
And the arrow is shifted, and the Tigers get it. Up 9, 23.5 left. That will just about do it. Boy, New Bremen was a tough club to turn back here tonight. Jackson Center 51, New Bremen 42, 20 seconds left. Ball inbounded to Reichert. Reichert in midcourt got away with a big Euro step and a walk. Then he heaves it to the far side, punched out by New Bremen. 16.8 to go. Here's Carson Regula. Throws it below the rim to Fark, wide open. Got it for 2. That'll wrap it up. 53-42. Jackson Center ahead by 11, the biggest lead. Here's a long 3-pointer. David Holman, no, off the back brace. Rebound Jackson Center, and that will finish this game. Jackson Center 53, New Bremen 52. Tigers pull away in the last 90 seconds to win by 11. It was a scrap, though. New Bremen hung close enough to make it interesting up until the final minute of this game. Big road win to Jackson Center as the Tigers make it six straight over New Bremen in this Route 274 rivalry. Last win by New Bremen was by 8 points back in January of 2015. New Bremen won the preliminary game by 3. Jackson Center takes the varsity tilt by 11. They were pleased to promote Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hoing and Hoing specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of our Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. We offer services like home remodels, additions, outbuildings. 200 years of experience among our current employees at Hoing and Hoing, one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna has got lots for sale on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information, call 937-394-7144, 394-7144, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. What you can imagine we can create at Hoing and Hoing in Anna. New Bremen now 4-3. Jackson Center's record jumps to 8-2. Eight straight wins now by the Tigers, who get tied up with Botkins next Friday night in a game we'll cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. Botkins unbeaten on the year, sitting atop the Shelby County Athletic League. Bringing you up to date on SCAL standings, Botkins 5-0, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center 4-2, Anna 3-2, Fairlawn 2-2, Rushi 1-5, Alston 0-7. Again, the next contest for the Jackson Center Tigers is on Friday against Botkins, and that is a critical Shelby County League clash. Mike Wick standing by, a look at our summary, then we'll have our Clancy stars of this game.
Let's take a look at New Bremen. New Bremen, Mitchell Hayes has a total of 1 point. Trevor Bergman has 2 points. Reese Bussey has 16 points, the high scorer being David Homan. Number 22 has 21 points. And Daniel Homan, brother, has 2 points. And they had a total of 42 points. They sunk 6 of 8 free throws for a total 75% there. Over on the Jackson Center side of the book, Nolan Fark played a great game, has a total of 4 points. Carson Regula has 6. Jace Mullenauer has 17. Trevor Sosby has 7. Camden Reese has 1. And the high score being Aiden Reichert again with a total of 18 points. They shot 17 of 23 for 74%.
And head coach Scott Elkert, Mike, will take that any time. That was the big difference in the ball game because New Bremen shot a grand spanking total of, 8 free throws all night?
Yes, they did, and made 6 of them.
Mm. A difference in 15 free throws attempted, and Jackson Center wound up making 11 more, and guess what? They win the game by 11, 53-42. New Bremen will be a tough out in the Midwest Athletic Conference, although the Cardinals have lost twice already in MAC play to Minster and St. Henry. The loss to the Redskins was a real close one. But New Bremen has got talent. It's an athletic team. And on a night when the Cardinals are shooting the three ball fairly well, New Bremen will be tough to beat, that is for sure. Jackson Center red hot continues its blistering play, 8-2 now on the year. Again, that little surge by Jackson Center right before the end of the first half was the difference maker. Jackson Center went from 3 down to up 5 at halftime and never trailed thereafter. I don't believe New Bremen caught him in the third quarter. It got snug a few times. In fact, New Bremen was within 5 with possession with a little over 2 to play in the fourth. But Jackson Center staved off the Cardinals for the victory. Again, action coming up on Tuesday. Girls game for you, Fort Loramie. hosting the New Bremen Cardinals. Again, a very athletic team is the New Bremen Girls Squad, which a couple weeks ago played Minster to a very good game, 54-46 at Minster. We covered it here on scoresbroadcast.com. So we've got Fort Loramie and New Bremen Girls on Tuesday at 7, Fort Loramie Rushi Girls on Thursday at 7, and don't miss it next Friday night, Jackson Center on the road at Bodkins. Game times for those evening tilts at about 7 or a little before. These junior varsity games start winding down oftentimes by 6:35 or 6:40. So we get these, or I should say by 6:55 or 7 o'clock, and with only 15 minutes between tilts, we get these varsity games tipped as early as 7:20 or so. Our stars of the game, Mike, you've got them labeled.
I do. So even though Aiden Reinhardt played a great game tonight, I'm going to go ahead and go with Jace Mullenauer as the Clancy star of the game, and also on the other side of the book, I'm going to go with David Holman.
Yeah, good selection, David Holman, Jace Mullenauer. 17 points for Jace. Aiden Reichert at 18, but Jace Mullenauer just keeps on developing. Wow. He is improving leaps and bounds, game by game by game. 21 points tonight for David Holman for the New Bremen Cardinals, and as I mentioned, 17 for Jace. They are our Clancy's stars of the game. Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Everyone here at scoresbroadcast.com and at WMVR 105.5 TAM FM hopes you had an outstanding holiday season, Christmas and New Year's, of course. And remember to keep your head up, mask up, be positive, test negative.
Absolutely. And you said earlier we were at this for 15 years, and you know, I was along for that first year, and that seems like that was just yesterday.
Yeah, this month, January 2021, marks the start of our 15th calendar year. 15th calendar year, actually about 14 and a half high school sports seasons, and we are approaching 1,500 games. We'll hit 1,500 in a couple of weeks.
And that's amazing. I remember you and Jeff Bray. And yep. Matter of fact, we heard from Mr. Bray earlier tonight, so good wishes to him out in South Carolina.
Yep. Mark Jordan assisted in getting us off the ground.
Yeah.
Mike Wick, who is with me here tonight. You hear him talking. Mike Wick, Mark Jordan, Jeff Bray, and I got scoresbroadcast.com off the ground in 06 and 07, started planning in 06. And, wow, things have advanced. Seems rather archaic what we were doing back then, although it was an advancement compared to the technology that existed 15 years ago. But things have moved along fluidly since, and the technology now is amazing. I think we've been branded pretty well as the radio on your phone.
I think so.
Yep. And we're really pleased to have WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM, simulcast our presentations. Jackson Center 8-2, New Bremen now 4-3. A nice win for the Tigers tonight, who stave off New Bremen by 11. For our online audience, for our radio audience, for Chuck McBee, who may be tuning in down in Florida, he returns on Tuesday. For Mike Wick, alongside here tonight, I'm Jack Kramer, bidding you good evening from New Bremen, where the Jackson Center Tigers have topped the New Bremen Cardinals by a final score of 53-42 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.